let's get back to the cell. The cell is the single most important entity within each and every one of our bodies. Each and every cell of the nearly infinite number of cells, we'll call it, because they're always in growth, repair, death, and rebirth. And the cellular needs all must begin with ATP. They all need the energy. And nearly every one of them contains mitochondria. And your mitochondria is the most important structure, because the blueprint is passed on, and when the environment is ripe, the replication of the structures and the DNA and ultimately reproduction of a new cell with the same necessary functions can happen. And what I've learned is that acetyl-CoA is the most important entry point into the Krebs cycle, which is that cycle that converts amino acids, fatty acids, and glucose products into ATP. And the interesting fact to all of this is that as we look at animal tissue and we see the marbling of the meat and recognize that for some reason we can fatten up a cow or a pig by adding grains and grass, which is ultimately glucose when it breaks down, but it's all converted to fat. Question comes, for what reason? Well, it must be the simple answer that fat is the necessary cellular energy product for our body's energy. And fat is easily and quickly converted to acetyl-CoA. Let's also imagine that it's easily transported in the form of ketones, beta-hydroxybutyrate, acetoacetate, and acetone. And then you must ask the question, exactly why is it that we recommend a very high carbohydrate protein in a low-fat diet? Well, we have become fat-phobic, and we have inadvertently injured the cell. We've injured the cellular environment. We've caused likely inflammatory environment that damages the cytoplasm and the nuclear environment, thus causing DNA mutations and ultimately mitochondrial death and the inability to convert fat into ATP. The cell either dies or because of a very ancient mechanism, we're able to take glucose and convert it to lactic acid. And through fermentation, the cell is able to survive, replicate, and in the case of its need for survival, find a new environment, potentially a new host. In fact, the cell may be simply a parasite, like all other organisms within our body, bacteria, yeast, that thrive within us and upon us. These cells have come together in the ability to act, to move, to react, to construct, to break down, synthesize, metabolize, and create anew. And we know they all have this simple blueprint within them. And the interesting part is fat. That's the energy source for that individual cell, no matter where you're at. And that glucose is necessary, but our bodies create it. And we are definitely allergic to plant material. And rarely are we allergic to animal fat and animal proteins. Unless that animal has been excessively exposed to plant materials that it too was not meant to consume in the high amounts. Simple answer. Simple cause. Which creates the simplest of cures. It's the food, stupid. It's the supermarketed food. It's the supermarketed ideas of smoothies, juicing, supplements, probiotics, biotics, and the excessive use of antibiotics in our livestock, and the quick fix to market, and the propensity to create products that are highly processed of grains, seeds, nuts, plant material that are easily packaged, easily stored, easily shipped, easily consumed. I know I didn't want to hear all of this stuff either, because pasta, bread, yogurt, milk, cereal, fresh fruits and vegetables, my mainstay too. But what I learned, that is what I learned, is that fat should be the mainstay of our diet. Real fat, butter fat, bacon fat, pork fat, lamb fat, beef fat, a little bit of protein. Our body does not need much in the way of amino acids, but it needs the essential amino acids and essential fatty acids. That's right. And it does not need to consume ever plant material, glucose, sugar. The cell is delivered the energy it needs locally and from distant locales. And getting back to the consumption of the macromolecules in the abundance of 3 to 5 to 6 to 8 times a day, as if we're herbivores or grazers, but we're not. You know that. We are simply carnivores. Okay. A human being has learned to be an herbivore because we learned the simple task of growing food to be able to thrive and survive. But through these foods, we create the diseases that we now need, the excessive pharmaceuticals. And I call this farm to pharma. It is not a conspiracy. It's simply that we are somewhat blind to the truth. And as Travis Christofferson wrote in Tripping Over the Truth, and Thomas Seyfried in Cancer, a Metabolic Disease, our beliefs hold solid, and we are slow to change. That's likely we're ingrained with that need to slowly change. Not rapidly, slowly change. our body is always in motion, the blood is always flowing, and the excessive use, the excessive heating up of the body damages the very cells that we so preciously want to preserve in its health and wellness. And the idea that you could consume vinegar, lemon, and either acidifying or creating a basic environment, lowering the pH or raising the pH of our body by consuming certain foods, hot and cold, is what we have come to create as a story. Lions and tigers are lean and strong. Pigs and cows are slow and fat. We are meant to consume the jet fuel, but yes, we are meant to consume everything and anything because we are scavengers. And the individual cell is still the most important, pristine product of the universe. And its ability to attach and come together with other cells and to form this beautiful human body. And all animals, all insects, bugs, reptiles, plants, viruses, bacteria, and all other products that I'm not even naming here. The list goes on and on and on. The cell drives and we come up with a story of thought that has driven us to something that may be not so true. We have learned to create much of the universe and the idea of a supermarket that supermarkets and the healthcare industry, which has gotten more and more expensive with complexities that are beyond most people's understanding and belief. Yet despite the advances in our knowledge of food and exercise and the science of the metabolites, the nucleus, the DNA, despite the knowledge and our ability to go to the moon in the deepest depths of the ocean. In fact, we have become more and more behind in our ability to create our health and wellness. Because one day most of us will be ravaged by cancer, heart disease, diabetes, pain, dementia, Parkinson's. We will die, because we're born to die. This we know. We must simply change the environment, change our thoughts and thinking, change the idea. It is not necessary to invest another $100 million to find the next solution, the silver bullet, the platinum product, the simple shot, the surgical intervention, breath and smile and slow it down, breath and smile and slow it down. That is, get off the treadmill. Get off the gerbil wheel. You and I are capable of listening and learning something new today, but it is opposite that you and I have been taught, and our beliefs are strong. We fight to hold on to them in all ways we can. My bet is we're bred to be that way. To easily sway and move away to something new is likely dangerous. The universe knows what it's doing because look what it's gotten us. this creativity, this beautiful artistic energy of life in the universe, all for the single beautiful cell. In the cell of a mouse, a rat, a dog, a cat, a tiger, a lion, a human, is not so dissimilar. And the function of the organs, wow, pretty remarkable how reproducible all entities are. And you get to the cell and you realize that the cell has a structure. It has organelles that function. Those organelles are critical to the creation of you and I. Energy and a blueprint. Ultimately, the production of proteins and the need for molecules that create our ability to flow and grow and learn and move and repair. My bet is the real entity of the universe is to slow it down